here's a story from The World.
Since the start of the pandemic, we've been reporting on the devastating situation in Brazil. President Jair Bolsonaro either ignored or rejected 14 early offers to purchase vaccine doses, a move, doctors say, that likely increased the death toll by hundreds of thousands of lives. Now Brazil may be on a better path. Only 13% of the population is fully vaccinated, but well over a third of Brazilians have had their first shot. Some cities are pushing for full adult vaccination by the end of August. That's the case in the southern Brazilian state of Florianópolis, where reporter Michael Fox and his wife got their jabs yesterday.
We wake up early, throw the kids in the car, and drive to the old airport. It's not far, maybe 20 minutes. There we slide in line behind a row of vehicles and wait to be vaccinated. It's our turn, age 40 and up, and it's a day for celebration. As we start to move, we get a call from my wife's mom. She and my wife's dad are about 20 minutes in front of us in line, and they've just gotten their shots, Johnson & Johnson. Both my wife's parents are in their 70s, so they could have been vaccinated months ago, but they were afraid. They didn't know who or what to believe about vaccine safety.
Se você virar o chip, virar o jacaré, é problema de você, pô.
As of late last year, President Jair Bolsonaro was still joking to Brazilians that the vaccines may turn you into a crocodile.
Okay, guys, you ready?
It's almost our turn. A policeman waves us into the loop around the airport.
Oi, tudo bom?
Tudo bom. Vocês dois vão vacinar?
A nurse approaches. Green smock, blue surgical face mask. She takes our IDs and proof of residency. The vaccines are being administered by Brazil's universal healthcare system, SUS. They're free, but you can't choose what you get. It just depends on what's arrived. Cars inch forward. On the sidewalk beside us, a row of people in masks wait in a different line for their shots in the walk-in clinic just inside. Before we know it, it's our turn. Words alone can't describe what this means. Like everyone, we've had a hard year and a half. We've been really isolated. My wife came down with the virus in March of 2020. It turned into a thyroid issue she's still battling. More recently, she lost her grandmother and an uncle to COVID-19. A quick shot, and it's over. Our kids film us from the back seat. Spontaneous celebrations from the people in the cars beside us. We join in. I look into my wife's eyes, and past the face mask and plastic surgical goggles she's wearing, I see something I haven't for a long time. It's the same thing pouring from the cars as we drive home, vehicles in a line now backed up for miles. I see hope, something Brazilians haven't had for a long time. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.